I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, Emily. Question.
Yes.
Have you, do you ever hit the club?
Okay. You know, okay. Never have I, like, no.
You've never hit the club?
I have.
Okay.
So, you know, like, there's the club. Like, there's something about an L.A. club that is very unappealing to me.
Sure.
So I don't know. Like, to me, the connotation of a club has been tarnished and ruined in some way.
Right.
But, like, when you say that, I immediately am like, no, I don't do that. But really, did I go to a lot of clubs growing up and dance a lot? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And did you have fun?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You're talking about pre-LA,
yes.
Detroit style.
Yes.
So I don't go to clubs currently.
Who would go
to clubs.
Who would?
But we have a guy coming in. His name is Jason Santana.
Oh, hello.
And Jason is a dancer by trade.
Thank God.
That's what he does. He is a real cutie pie, tall, he's got swag.
Ugh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's not every day somebody has legit swag. I feel he has swag.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
The way he holds himself.
Yes.
It's got some flavor going on.
Ugh.
Which I appreciate.
Me too. Very much.
So Jason has this night, I guess.
Okay.
Where it's called Leave Your Cool.
Okay.
It's a night that he does. I think it's every month. We'll find out. But you just go and you dance your pants off.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. I like to dance my pants off.
Yeah, me too. There's a couple things that I've done in LA that are fun like that. Like, there's something called like Booty LA. You ever been to that?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, there are places to just dance.
Okay. Where's Booty LA?
That was at like the Echo or the Echoplex or whatever.
Okay. I don't know either of those things, but I'm interested.
Okay, yeah.
How old is there an age cap, do you think?
I have no idea.
Have you been in a while?
No.
Okay.
Not since my 20s.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, I love the idea of doing things IRL.
Me too.
Like so Dahlia fun. And Avra.
Bless their hearts. Really good job with their names, by the way.
Thank you. Now, you know, it's like the first time out is really, mind you, did I try their last names? No, I did not. I just left it simple.
Karnovsky and Friedman.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
A real one-upper we've got here.
I can't believe they're still in my brain, though.
I know.
I mean, they're a mouthful.
Yeah. Can you do them in sequence?
Dahlia Karnofsky and Avra Friedman.
No, you did it. You did it.
That's a lot.
Freaking did it.
That's a lot.
Their show, IRL, is All My Single Friends, and it's that live dating app
Sounds so fun.
Comedy, dating, you can leave with a date. So inspired by that, I thought, you know what, let's bring Jason in.
Who's doing things IRL.
IRL. I think, like, it seems like our listeners had wanted to go kind of to the All My Single Friends event.
Please get at us if you have gone.
Right. We'd love to hear. I want to hear how these things are.
I want to hear how many tequila shots you got.
That's fine.
And how many pics you took.
And I think Jason has some words for us, some lingo, which we are thirsty for.
Woo!
I mean, I feel like, you know, things are coming and going with lingo, and I need to freshen up my vocab. All right, let's get some swagoo in here. OMFG! Jason.
Yes.
I see you have a hat on.
I do.
It's a pretty cool hat.
Is it now?
I'm going to read it. It says, leave your cool.
What? Get out of here.
But what does it mean?
Dum, dum, dum. So Leave Your Cool is essentially my brand that I started about 2 years ago. And essentially, it just came from this idea of like, are we allowed to curse? No?
Yeah.
Okay.
It kind of, fuck
it,
yeah.
Yeah, it kind of came from like a who gives a shit attitude.
Mm-hmm. So where did that attitude come from?
So if you can't tell from the accent,
right.
I'm from New York.
And New York?
Yeah, and you can tell by the way I say York that I'm like born and raised, not like, you know, been there for 2 years.
Correct.
Right. So, just growing up in New York City and growing up in Spanish Harlem, there was such a... It's like a freedom in that city because no one really gives a shit. Like, no
like
one really
Jason
cares.
Santana.
You see what I'm saying? Boom, boom.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah, when that video came out, I was actually like, I'm going to learn how to play the guitar. And then I learned how to, like, I learned how much work it took. And I was like, nah, I'm just going to air guitar.
Yeah, why learn the guitar when you can air guitar?
No, yeah. There's actually championships for that. Have you seen those?
Yes.
Oh, air guitar championships?
It's like international.
Yeah, it's like a real thing.
People go crazy.
It's like a concert and someone just goes up there and air guitars.
I actually happen to know the guy who MCs it.
Ooh.
He's a delight.
That's amazing.
Yeah. You have to be like super serious about air guitar. I mean, like how, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
So, right.
Anyway.
I digress.
Well, you've definitely left your cool when you're air guitaring. Like
you have left it. You see, that's a perfect example of leaving your cool. Anyone who's like, yo, you know what? I love air guitar so much that I don't give a damn what you think.
Right.
Yep.
The cool will be left.
The cool was
and
left.
I will be reigning champion. I think like the reigning champion is like some girl named like Satan's daughter or something like that. I swear to God. Oh, she was like a champion at some point.
Yep.
Like these people like get into a character. Like there's like Viking types who have a whole, yeah, it's kind of wild.
Wow.
So essentially Leave Your Cool just kind of came from me moving out here. I moved out here about 2 years ago. I'm a dancer, you know, performer. So when I came out here, it was to kind of follow the whole entertainment dream. Like everyone else in LA.
Right.
But I found that whenever I actually went out to places, because I rarely go out. I feel like
Me
when
too.
When I went out.
I don't go out. Do you go out, Deanna?
No, I don't. Well, out, no.
No.
To eat, yes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Dinners.
Out.
You need like an outlet sometimes. You need a place where you can just literally say, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Tonight's going to be it.
That's Koreatown for me.
You see what I'm saying? Koreatown has a lot of spots. Like that are little underground parties.
Oh, I see. I don't know about those.
Yeah, you see? I feel like that's the disconnect. There are these little sort of parties where people do go and just have a good time. But then there's this sort of disconnect between that and regular people who aren't dancers, who aren't like in the cool scene and just like, hey, look, you know, I do a 9 to 5 and on Friday nights I like to like lose my shit because I used to be a dancer back in the day.
Right.
You know, everyone has a jam. Everyone has a song, like me and Deanna always talking about it. You know, everyone always has a jam.
Like a pump-up jam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that jam is a perfect excuse to leave your cool.
Leave your cool. Yeah.
So you were looking around LA when you moved here 2 years ago.
And everyone just seemed like they were just too cool. So, like, literally, I feel like everyone was either just worried about who was in the club, who was on Snapchat, you know, what are you wearing? Oh, my God, is that this celebrity?
Yes.
The DJ was I literally went to a club one time, and this is what broke my, like, this is the last straw. I literally went to a club, and the DJ was wearing a white fur. I said, bro, this is L.A. What the fuck are you doing?
Like, it's too hot.
Who do you think you are that you're wearing a white fur DJing? And the crazy thing was nobody paid him attention. Like, it's not like he was like I know Steve Aoki's big for like throwing cake. So when he does it, people are like, he's doing that.
Okay.
There's a DJ named Steve Aoki and he throws cake at you.
That's his thing.
The cake, we heard about cake flushing.
Cake flushing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know Steve Aoki. I did not know the cake.
Yeah, apparently he has like this signature thing where like
there's a huge crowd and he just takes like
cake.
A Costco sheet cake and just tosses it out.
Goes ham.
And girls that are in their cute outfit are like, great. Awesome, even
vanilla
if it's on
all
there.
Over their face.
Like, here comes the cake.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
You see what I'm saying? But that's a thing.
Okay.
This DJ didn't have that kind of following.
Okay.
So
he's,
I was like,
he's
bro,
a nobody.
No one cares. No one cares. Okay. But at the same time, I don't believe you. So there was just a lot of that going
on. I understand.
On.
So you're like, I see you in your fur.
Yeah.
But I'm not believing
I'm not
you.
Feeling
I
you.
Feel it's an accessory.
Yeah.
It's not coming from within.
Because you're a DJ. I should be able to feel your style by what you spin.
Yes.
If you really love what you do.
Put it into the spinning.
Right.
Not into the gear.
Right. Unless they match.
Okay.
Because if you're going to come in super flossy, you better
be
the
flossy.
DJ that I'm like,
yes.
I will hire the guy that always shows up with the white fur.
What about with the head things on? You know, there's so many that put like the helmets on.
It's a... Is it the catch? Is that still happening? Some do.
Okay.
Some do. And like there's, you know, there's definitely crowds for everything. But I feel like there's really no place where there's the meeting of the two worlds. I feel like it's either you're really immersed in that scene and you know where these things are happening, or you're going to the same general clubs that everyone goes to that's just like a stuffy ass crowd. Either way, no one's having fun.
That's right.
No one's having fun. Everyone's worried about, and that's at the end of the day, that's what the point of going out is. It's not about spending money. For some people, yeah. For me, that's not what it was.
Right. You just want to
leave my cool and have a good time. I just want to dance. You want to dance.
You're right. I did back in the day, like when I was in my mid-20s in LA, I had a friend, Tony Duarte. What's up, girl? And Tony is the best.
Is it T-O-N-I? Please say
yes. 100%.
Thank God.
Tony is the best. She was a club kind of a girl.
Yeah.
You know?
Would you call her a club rat?
No. I would not call her a club rat.
Okay.
I have met one of those before. But she just, like, we would literally go to those clubs in Hollywood and get dressed up, I guess. I was never there.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To, like, where it needs to go.
You were, like, putting it together.
Putting it together, probably barely mostly passing. In black with a heel, yeah. And that's it.
Simple.
You know, simple.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brushed your hair.
Sure, yeah. Sure.
Good to go.
I mean, I would attempt, I would try. I just wouldn't be spending the money or time to achieve what the girls were achieving in terms of their look, you know? But, yeah, I think LA has you need a lot of drinks in you before people are really dancing and having fun. And even then, it's like not dancing, you know, not dancing to just like meet someone and hook up, like just to dance, to have fun, to let loose. That seems to not have been the case, you know? It was a lot of posing. It was dumb.
Right now, clubs are like National Geographic when you go in there sometimes.
Right.
There's times where you see people dancing and it's just like everyone's humping. Ooh. Everyone's just humping in the club.
Ew.
Either humping or like doing the nay-nay. Or like, you know, there's a bunch. Luckily now there's those songs that when they come out, everyone kind of does the dance.
Right. Yeah.
And that's cool. You know, that's those little moments. But why wait for that song?
To do the nay-nay.
Yeah. Something simple like that.
Well, I'll have to tell you, I did see, and it was about 3 or 4 years ago, girls, I was shocked to my core. They bend over at the waist.
Right.
At the waist.
Right.
Like, head to the ground, ass to the air.
Okay. Yeah.
And they just, the dance is literally presenting.
Their tuchus?
Your tuchus. And case. Having a dick slap up against
National
it.
National Geographic.
Some man is behind them putting the D
yes.
on it.
And it's just a slap it.
And you see this all the time.
On it, all the time. And it, you know what's even worse? A lot of time it's off beat.
No.
My thing is commit. Commit.
If you're going to slap the dick, it better be on beat.
At the very least.
Agree.
At the
Who
very
can
least.
Argue this?
I have a couple thoughts about this. One, I cannot touch my toes, so I'm a little bit jealous.
Sure.
B, that sounds wildly uncomfortable. And C, where's your self-respect?
It became so commonplace that I don't think girls, I asked girls who I, like young girls that I was around, but that I said, I was like, do you guys think this is okay? You cannot just present
it's
your
not
ass.
Okay.
It's not a thing. It's not okay. This is not how we interact.
Yeah, it's 50-50 though. The problem is a lot of the time guys don't want to dance. Guys, because the thing is that if I went up to a girl.
So that's what it takes to get the guy on the dance floor?
Sometimes. You see what I'm saying? Well, what I'm saying is a lot of guys know how to dance, but it's the idea of like, no, I don't want to look stupid, or I don't want to look like whatever, blah, blah, blah. So you go to the go-to. You go to what you've been doing since grade school.
Right.
Because that's what I was doing in grade school. Eighth grade, yeah. The parties.
Just slapping the dick?
Public school ruined me in New York.
Tell me.
But.
Look at you now. Look at this personality.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, so that's another thing. Like, for me growing up, a lot of those types of dances or social interactions kind of got boring.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, all right, cool. It was the same shit when I was in eighth grade. That's how it was going down.
Too young.
And then high school.
To slap
and
it
then
in.
College. There's a lot of
dick
slapping.
We're still bending over, slapping
Everyone's
it.
Still bending over.
No.
Everyone.
Who's bending over?
Emily, they're all fucking
it's
bending
happening.
Over.
Who the fuck is bending over?
Everyone. Mostly. Okay, so white girls are bending over.
Right.
But a lot of everybody else is also.
Everyone's
like, everyone is bending over.
There's cakes out.
Cakes.
Everyone's cakes are out.
I don't mind some butt appreciation, but
sure.
I don't think that that is the way for it to be appreciated.
Of course, it's so base.
It's very degrading.
It's the only thing that's socially acceptable right now by everyone.
What?
This is
crazy. Don't say that.
I swear to God.
A handshake is also socially acceptable.
If you go to the club right now, you know what happens? People don't like becoming center of attention.
Right.
Because when it happens, you're exposed, right? So if a couple and, you know, because it happens to me. There's times where when I go out to
someone
regular
just store, presents you with cake.
No, I mean,
can we just pause and tell the people really quickly what cake is?
Cakes is another word for ass.
Oh, yeah.
Cakes, you see what I'm saying? Pound cakes.
Is that why Steve Aoki throws it out?
He could be throwing ass. You never, that's...
Boom.
Mind blown.
Okay.
Nice.
Right.
I'm just tying it all together. Nice.
So all of
like
that.
Like a DJ does.
Exactly. So essentially all of that came, was sort of like where my brain was at, just in terms of like what LA nightlife was like.
Mm-hmm.
And then the universe just kind of lined it up, and I was presented with an opportunity to actually host an event at the Standard Hotel downtown. It is one of those things where like, a friend put in a word for me, and then someone sent me an email, and I was just like, oh, shit. Okay, cool. I had only been here 3 months.
Right. You're like, oh,
and
I didn't even move out here
to throw events. I came out here to dance. But I had this, I had opportunity, and I was like, well, let's see what happens. So when I was thinking about what I want to do, I remember I said I want to do a dance party.
Okay.
And the people at the hotel were kind of like, cool.
Nobody dances.
Yeah.
A cake party?
It could have been. Could have been a bakery. But my thing was just, let's just do a dance party.
Right.
And I think at first they didn't really understand that I was like, no. I mean, like, people are dancing, not just it's a party.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone has parties. The rooftop had a party that went on every Tuesday. And they had a crowd that was cool, but it was definitely not what I wanted.
Yeah.
It was the opposite. It was like the anti leave your cool crowd because everyone was about the show. So got opportunity to throw this event, and I was like, all right, cool. What do I want this party to be like? And I was like, I don't want people to be like, cool, because we have enough of this shit here. I want you to just kind of like leave it. Just leave your cool. And literally, as soon as I said it, I was like, that's cute. Let's do that. Yeah.
That's nice.
And then, it being coming from New York City, and when I played with the logo, the LYC reminded me of the NYC and the New York tokens.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you see? So that kind of like solidified it for me.
Leave your cool.
And then we've been rocking for about 2 years now.
Really? And so is it like a weekly thing?
Yeah, so it's once a month.
Once a month.
We're on a summer break right now. Going to start back up in the fall. But we've pretty much been throwing dance parties that were like, no dress code. All my DJs have been fire every night. And the cool thing is a lot of my DJs are dancers or in the dance community. So it's not like
they
just play top 40.
Dance music.
They're playing songs that are like... songs.
What that if you're not good. A dancer, though? What you if you to. Don't have moves?
So here's the thing. For some of the parties, we introduced dance classes.
Oh,
so it was this thing where, okay, cool. So the party's free. And we would have a dance class in the beginning of the party. So it's from 10 to 2. From 10 to 11, we have a dance class
that's sort of tailored
to the night. Because everyone's excuse was, I don't know how to dance. I got you.
Okay, so what are we learning in this dance class?
Social dances. It's not stuff that's supposed to be on So You Think. It's not shit that you're going to, do a YouTube submission with. It's literally just the core foundational steps. A little two-step, a little rock your hip.
Who doesn't need
A little grooves. Just basic things you can use for life.
By the way, are we going to learn these or no?
I mean, we could.
I think we know them. But
do we?
I mean...
It sounds like you do.
I don't think I've ever seen you dance.
Ooh.
Oh,
wow.
That sounds like a challenge. Oh, yes, I have seen you dance.
At your wedding.
Yeah,
probably.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But like that's it, I think.
Yeah.
But I feel like I still don't know your moves.
Well, I grew up in Detroit where I danced my face off.
Okay.
So you best believe.
I do believe.
Got it.
Definitely moves,
Moves.
.com.
Growing up with Soul Train.
Ooh.
That's
classic.
Is that where Soul Train is?
Have you ever watched like old Soul Train videos?
No,
but like I rewatched them now.
Yes, it's amazing.
And it's like,
it's amazing.
You see, that to me is having a great time.
Exactly.
And it's something about it that is so timeless because the music still makes you move. The difference is they were actually not giving a fuck about who cares because then the better your moves were, the more respect you got.
Yep. Right.
Then all of a sudden it kind of shifted and then it became about who was in the club and if they whatever they thought about your moves kind of made people feel like, maybe this isn't it.
There was actually a really funny version on Detroit Public Access Channel.
Oh, shit.
Called The Real Dance Show. And it was like in someone's basement.
Yeah, of course.
And they
it
had
was.
Created like a wooden catwalk.
Ooh.
And people would go down the catwalk.
Hitting it.
It's I'm gonna play a clip.
I'm gonna play a clip
because
that sounds
it's
important.
So funny. It was so and I mean whatever. It was just like budget. It was low rent.
But that's good.
It made it work
and
it
amazing.
Had access.
Yeah.
That's the public perfect. Access part.
Well, I think we should. We have some terms we want to learn from you.
Let's do it.
I also want to hear, like, where have you been dancing, and like, can we brag about you a little bit, or is that?
I mean,
he looks like he doesn't want to brag.
It's one of those things where like, we could just cover, you know, who I dance with and stuff like that, and then I'll kind of go into why I don't really
brag. Okay.
Do you want me to brag for you?
You can.
Do you want Emily to brag?
You could. You could trade off.
I'd love to brag for you.
Well, let's take a break.
Okay.
And then we'll figure ourselves out. We'll come back.
Okay, great. OMFG! Today's show is sponsored by Howl.fm.
It is like Netflix for podcasts.
Howl has just added a bunch of new ad-free archives from top podcasts.
Binge on 6 seasons of The Wiretap with Jonathan Goldstein. It's unlike anything on the radio or in your earbuds. Wiretap takes you on a weird emotional journey into the mind of Jonathan Goldstein. It's full of his friends and family who you're going to absolutely love.
Or you could listen to the first season of The Worst Idea of All Time. New Zealand-based comedians Guy Montgomery and Tim Batt watch the critically revealed Adam Sandler vehicle Grown Ups 2 every week for a full year. Season 1 of their podcast documents the real struggle.
Howl also features all of the archives of The Art of Wrestling with Colt Cabana, Never Not Funny with Jimmy Pardo, and of course, WTF with Marc Maron.
In addition to all those archives, get exclusive access to more than 150 hours of original miniseries and audio documentaries and over 100 comedy albums.
If you haven't signed up for Howl yet, you can use the code OMFG when you check out at howl.fm, and you're going to get a month of Howl Premium for free.
After your full month of free trial, it's only $4.99 per month to get all this exclusive content on your iPhone, your Android, or on the web.
So here's what you're going to do. You're going to create your account on the web, not on your iPhone, at howl.fm and enter code OMFG at checkout.
Great point, Deanna. That's howl.fm and use code OMFG for a 1 month free trial of Howl Premium. Enjoy. OMFG.
And we're back. We're back with Jason Santana.
Boom, 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 boom. That's way easier than learning how to play the guitar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just to beatbox it, that's way easier.
Oh, than the guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I thought we already established that's a waste of time when we could just air guitar.
Ooh, you forgot.
That's right.
I totally forgot about that.
It's like karaoke with less talent.
Ooh.
Air guitar.
Right. Ooh,
but more
right.
commitment. Way more commitment. You got to sell that.
By the way, Jason, I'm seeing that in addition to the hat, you have. Do you always have this much Leave Your Cool swag, or
you know
is this for
crazy?
Today? Because you knew you were going to take a picture. No. Also, your phone case. I mean, underwear.
No,
your
not
cool?
yet. That's coming out. I'm working with Hanes. I'm not. I'm playing.
I like this level of branding.
Okay, so here's the thing. I never wanted to be that guy.
Let's be it.
But you have to.
Well, see, we're working on your bragging.
I know.
Yeah. Okay.
I know.
Bragging and branding go hand in hand.
I know.
Damn it's it. Good.
So brag. What have you been up to? Where can
we're
people
gonna
find
make you?
You?
Say
okay.
It.
So I've been professionally dancing for about 10 years or so. Done a couple of award shows. I've performed with like Beyonce and Diddy, Katy Perry.
I'm sorry? Never heard of them.
Yeah. You know, it's a new artist named Beyonce. So I got to work with Beyonce. I did a tour in Japan with a traveling sort of like hip hop theatrical show.
Amazing.
You know, I've gotten to travel, teaching, and also performing with different artists over the world.
Cool.
So, I mean, it's cool. It's one of those things where every time it happens, I'm like, really? All right, shit, let's go for it. All right, why not?
What do you think, from the big people that you've worked with, are there any tips, I know this is off topic, but that you've seen, like, in terms of hustle or work ethic or anything that you've pulled?
I think you have to really love what you do. And that's for anyone. I think the less sleep you get, the better the result sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to, but at the same time, I think you have to know when to stop. And I think some of the people who've made the biggest impacts are the ones who stop before this stuff gets whack.
Right.
You know, they take the time and then they just sort of work on their craft, or if they're not into it, they follow something else and then come back to it. Like someone like Justin Timberlake. Mm-hmm. Justin Timberlake is like, that's like the artist that I've always wanted to be like.
Right.
It was never Michael, none of that. It was always Justin.
Oh, interesting.
And the cool thing was, I thought for sure, I was like, you know what? After he stopped, I think before the 2020 album, it had been like 10 years since he put out music.
Right.
10 years. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's over for that.
Yeah, he's
like,
done.
This is something that's wrapped up. And then he dropped a new album, and it was amazing. And now in between that time, I've seen so many artists and heard so many artists that just kind of kept trying to adapt, trying to stay relevant, trying to stay cool, trying to, you know, work with this new artist because they were popping. Not because...
That's like, are you just talking about Madonna right now specifically?
No, not even her, but she's an example.
She is, and I love her and I want her to succeed, but I feel that from her. She's trying so hard to stay cool, and I don't know if it's coming from...
She's not leaving enough cool.
She's not.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's when something's its purest. That's why I love when it's a new artist versus when they get signed sometimes.
Well, what's funny about this podcast is that we actively try to stay cool.
Yeah.
So we're not leaving our cool either.
Well, but I mean,
but
we have to have had it. You have more cool than I do. I don't have cool.
I would argue you have way more cool than I do.
It's one of those cool recognized cools.
No. I think I'm, I guess I would say I think I'm cool, but I do not have cool. Do you know what I'm saying? I have no cool things. I don't know movies. I don't know anything.
I don't know
shit about shit.
No, like, me
I
don't. Neither.
There's not an outfit I have that's cool. There's not anything.
You can't describe it. You just have it.
I have cool, and I do.
Then that's
Let's
it.
Let's be honest. I mean, you guys don't.
Right.
Like,
I know, dude. You don't need clothes. You don't need
trash.
But I know that there's no cool. There's nothing I can offer anyone in terms of cool.
What do you mean? You can adapt to anything. When you cool, you stay grounded.
Fine.
And when you're grounded, you always got you. You know, you always keep yourself. So you know what you like and what you don't like.
Oh, this is true.
She very much knows what she does.
That's
somewhat
not
like
that's
that.
True.
Cool is no different than confidence to me.
That, yeah. And in fact, I would like to change the word from cool to confidence.
Yeah.
Like, I think, and I don't even think I have that. So I'm actually taking it all
so
off
you
the
just,
table.
Shit, you just. We'll talk about that later. Yeah. We'll catch you up.
But we are not. I guess. Would you say, I mean, we are trying
it
out.
I'm really trying. I'm like actively trying.
Yeah.
You know what? God bless.
You know, because like he walks in here and he's dropping like fire and cakes. Like,
and
Jason's,
we know it.
We know it.
We know
but,
it.
But I'm not actively using it.
No.
Right.
In my day to day. Like I'm not coming in here and being like, and then cakes on the dance floor and then slapping dick. You know, like.
Right.
But when it happens, it's going to be magical.
But I'd like to be.
Okay.
Jason.
All right.
I'm not ready to leave that cool yet.
I get it. It takes time. It takes time.
Okay.
I think there's, yes. Great. Look.
Go for it.
We're not all ready to leave it. Some of us never had it. Some of us aren't looking to pick it up. Other people need to drop it.
I am, though, ready to come to a great dance party.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
And Eric, who doesn't?
Well, I think, and we know from our episode we had with Avra and Dahlia, where they have this live dating app show.
Called All My Single Friends.
Correct. Mm. They, you know, people really responded to that from our show. They seemed, you know, it seemed like very exciting to actually go and meet someone IRL and have that experience because so much is behind a screen right now.
Absolutely.
And so I think the concept, I feel like, will our old asses get to your party? More will be revealed. Do I want to go? I do.
That's all that
Will
takes.
It happen? More will be revealed.
Okay. I'll take it. I'll take that. That works.
But I think our listeners, some of them,
may come.
May show their asses up.
Ooh. Bring those asses, guys.
And their cakes.
Cakes. Yeah. You see, you've used it already. I didn't even tell you. It's happening.
Look, I've got it.
It's happening.
And what if they go in with, how do you see people evolve from when they walk through the door to when they leave?
So the cool, like there's been moments where, because the cool thing about having the parties initially at the Standard was because it was like literally a clash of going out. Mm-hmm. There were the dancers who I brought in,
right?
Who were like, this shit is amazing. Everything's in black light. The DJ, we're going to go off all night. And then there were the people who would just sort of casually pop in. Because initially we were working out of Spin, which was like a ping pong lounge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a cool vibe, but it also has its own sort of crowd.
Susan Sarandon. She's got some cakes.
She does. On the top and the bottom.
Well, yeah.
A double layer.
Double-decker cake.
So, it was this thing where I would see people kind of come in and say, like, what the hell is this? Why is everyone dancing? But the music would keep them. And then they would just sort of gradually go from, like, the bar to watching people. And then a song would come up and they would kind of start nodding. And then once they realized that no one really gave a fuck what they looked like or what they were doing,
right.
They would just sort of literally, it was like a commercial. They would start loosening up. And yeah. then there was always like one random song that would just make them lose their mind.
Yeah.
Like music's a powerful thing. And right. I feel like DJs or anyone who sort of hosts an event, you sort of have like a responsibility for that.
Yeah.
Like if you care about what you do.
Right.
Because, yeah.
What are some of the like recent Lose Your Mind songs?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've really been into like a lot of African music lately. Mm. I feel like the African okay. sound, like Drake just released a track called One Dance a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I love that.
Right. That whole rhythm is inspired by like a lot of music outside of Africa right now.
He's Paul Simoning.
Oh, there you go. I don't even know who Paul Simon is.
I would like to speak about Drake.
You see how that works?
Oh, wait, really?
I don't know who Paul Simon is.
Oh, shit.
Hit me with it. Oh, I hit you with
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Damn, did that just happen?
Oh. Emily's going to dial up some Paul Simon.
Let's do it.
Some Paul Simon.
I mean, I've heard of Paul Simon.
That's okay. You left your, you kept it real. That's all we asked for.
I kept it funky. I could have just laughed. And yeah. Like,
right. And then it wouldn't be authentic. You'd be Madonna-ing us.
See, I can't do that to you.
Speaking of Drake,
yeah,
I feel we heard Drake. Mm-hmm. We were here a year and a half. Drake.
Right.
Every little person who came in, Drake is our hero. We love Drake. Drake. I didn't give anything for Drake because I didn't know Drake. Okay.
Okay.
I didn't pay attention to Drake until Hotline Bling.
Oh, that one hit it. Yeah.
That video, talk about leaving. You're cool.
Right.
That boy checks his cool at the door mm-hmm. and has the best time. Like his dancing and
Absolutely.
The one dance performance on yeah. SNL.
Woo.
Oh my God. Like it is so ballsy what he does. He just dances like he's in his bathroom.
Like
you have to.
He's at a bar mitzvah in Toronto.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Very specifically, like he's at, right.
That's exactly where he's at when he performs.
Yes.
Yeah, it's great.
Because the thing is that, like, I feel like if you can't move to your own music, why would you want anyone else to?
Sure.
And that's,
but you
that's the
know,
biggest
like,
thing.
It's almost corny how
I mean,
he dances.
He don't give a shit.
Which I love.
And
it's
everyone
so
imitates
refreshing.
His steps.
Leave your cool.
He left all his cool.
All his cool.
All of it.
That's a great example of someone who leaves their cool.
You see what I'm saying? Sometimes you just have
cool.
to, you got to push those boundaries and literally just say, fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't care. Kanye sometimes leaves his cool, but sometimes he also loses his mind.
I was going to say,
difference.
Does he ever?
There's a difference.
Does he ever leave
his cool?
I don't know. I feel like there's an extreme. There's a certain point where you're like, all right, cool. You got to start caring about something. You can't just completely give a fuck about everything and everyone around you.
Right.
Gosh, I can't make heads or tails. I have not cracked the Kanye
cold. I like Kanye, but I don't know.
He wears me down to a nub.
I see his talent, put it that way.
That's
I see
fine.
His talent, I appreciate it.
Great. Most guys seem to.
Yeah, you know.
You know?
Everybody got a little crazy in them.
Yeah.
So, Paul Simon.
In
the year, I don't know what, he came out with an album called Graceland.
Mm.
And the whole thing was like with an African band, and it was awesome.
Okay.
This was like in the 80s.
Okay.
Maybe?
I was probably like...
Very early 80s.
I could have been a sperm.
You probably were. This one's called Under African Skies.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
It's got a strong Lion King feel to it.
Yeah.
Free Lion King.
Oh.
Right? I mean...
Got it.
This is just real shit.
Cool, yeah.
We'll get to the... It gets funky, you know?
Okay. It still kind of makes you want to like sit like on a branch and just be like...
Totally.
Air guitar again.
Just air guitar and my banjo.
So So Drake is Paul Simon, eh?
Yeah.
Look, we got to take it back.
And sometimes you got to go back to go forward.
Maybe you can dial up on your phone at some point as we proceed an African beat that you're feeling right
now. Yeah, there's a couple. Here we go.
African.
African.
Jason.
Yes.
You have some terms for us. Maybe you can throw one out. We'll see what we think it is.
All right.
And then we will proceed. And you're from New York.
I am born and raised.
So I feel like you have some more flavorful terms.
I've had a couple fun ones. I mean, I feel like these are like quintessential New York phrases if you grew up there in a certain time.
Okay.
Oh, so these aren't present day.
They are. But, you know, things change. I haven't been home in 2 years. Slang switches up so much. But these are like core
values.
These are like level one.
Okay.
Let's see what we've got.
It's like intro to New York slang.
Okay.
Folded.
But we have to guess.
I mean, have you heard that before? I have not.
No. I mean, unless we're talking like poker.
Right. Oh, well, that's interesting. Maybe like you're not showing your cards. You're like.
My first thought, however, was a vagina.
Ooh, a good one.
A lot of folds. A lot of folds. I don't.
I'm trying to think of the perfect way to use that one in reference to a vagina. It's not.
Maybe use it for its real. Right. For its real thing.
So folded would sort of refer to beating someone's ass or folding them like a piece of paper. Like, you know, like when you knock someone out, they just kind of like fold it. Or you slump their bodies.
Because they're knocked out.
Yeah. Like if you say, I'm going to fold you, just know that chances are.
Can you use it like when I drink too much, I get folded?
You could.
It works like that?
You'd have to be like, yo, I was so drunk last night, bro, I folded myself.
I folded myself.
Oh, I could be. Yeah.
Sounds messy. Let's not use it that way. Nah. Okay.
Just keep it.
Keep it pure.
Yeah, keep it pure.
And next time we go to take someone out,
well,
you could be like, bitch, you want to get folded?
Ooh. I like that. I feel I can take
that. I'm telling you right now.
Bitch, you want to get folded?
But it's in that sequence.
Bitch.
Bitch. Clap. Clap. It's the clap. The clap. And a head nod at the end. Bitch, you want to get folded?
I like that.
Because this is Sori. Choreographed.
Jason is bobbling his head.
There you go. Oh, I just hit
He just got really short.
next one?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Brick.
Brick, how, like, she's a brick.
Owls.
Or drugs?
I mean, yeah, that'd be more like literal, I guess, like a brick of something.
Right.
But in terms of like, it pretty much means cold.
What?
Cold.
Like temperature?
Yeah.
What?
I guarantee you.
Like it's brick out?
Oh, it's brick outside.
What?
Yeah, that was so natural the way you said it.
Yeah, she said it like.
It's brick out.
You said it beautifully.
Thank you.
It was like poetry.
I feel like this is going great for you, this sequence.
This one?
You know, this
cakes,
is like cake.
Folded.
Brick. Don't lie to me or I'm going to fold you.
Oh my God, I actually feel scared.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's really folded, right? Nobody says I'm going to fold you.
No, you could say I'm going to fold you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's present tense.
Oh, okay.
You let them know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
After it happens, yo, she folded him.
Here's the thing, guys. This country, this world,
right.
I'm on high alert, and I don't take that. Like, I'm not saying that lightly. Yeah. I am on high motherfucking alert.
Right.
And for me to have a phrase to take out to the streets— Ooh. Makes me feel armed.
D is ready.
You know what? I am fucking ready.
Clap, it just got brick in here.
Bitch, you want to get folded? You see what I'm saying? We'll work that out.
Yeah.
It's in that sequence. If you mess it up, it might throw off the signal.
Okay.
You can't like wobble, brick. And
no.
What else you got?
What else we got here? I got a whip.
A whip.
That's a car.
It is a car.
That's a car.
It's definitely
if I had like one of those ding, 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 ding sound effects,
good.
That's
okay.
It right there.
You're like, oh, I want to check out my new whip.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
See? Nah, it's brick outside.
That's cute. I don't know if LA people. I don't know if LA people use brick.
Nah, it's never cold here.
I think whip is actually old.
It probably is. I just keep it. I don't try to evolve my slang. Mm-hmm. I like the way it is.
Yep. Yes.
And I use it with certain people. It's like a hidden language.
Yep. Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because nowadays, like I'm pretty sure if I went back to New York right now and I just heard some of the youth talk, I'd be like, what the fuck are you saying?
That's exactly what this podcast is about. That's what we're here for.
Okay, I get it. Just know there's levels
to
this shit.
For teaching, for learning, and for keeping your cool sometimes.
That's right.
Keeping it until you got a fold of it, bitch.
Well, I was actually in New York a couple of weeks ago, and I had someone say to me, this kid, and I was like, I have to remember this, and ask somebody at OMFG. He was like, yo, it's quiet.
Yeah, it's quiet.
Have you heard of that?
Absolutely.
Have you heard of that? Okay, go ahead.
Quiet could refer to I'm shutting it down, silence, I'm not having it. For example, if I get my paycheck and you say, yo, let's go out tonight, and I said, yo, so I got my paycheck tonight, it's quiet, staying home.
Whoa.
You know that my funds weren't up there. Or if you're in an argument, you'd be like, yo, you know what? It's quiet. It's quiet. I'm out of here. You see what I'm saying?
So, like, that's the way to shut down the argument.
Yeah, it was quiet. I'm out of here.
It's quiet.
Yeah.
It's just quiet.
Because it's, like, peaceful and it's also, like, final.
It's quiet. I don't get that one. More examples, please.
Yeah, the one where you gave the example of the money, I like that. I get that. I'm fighting with you and I want to wrap it up and I say, it's quiet.
Yeah, it's quiet. It's done.
Okay.
It's done.
It's a harder.
You got to commit to it. You can't like, it's quiet.
Uh-huh. But it's like the ultimate shut it down phrase. So it's like, I'm not going to be like, come on, you still have money in that paycheck.
It's quiet. It's quiet. I'm staying home.
Done.
Yeah, I like the finality of it. It's like, it's not up for debate.
No, it's quiet.
It's quiet.
That one's so a little natural. Harder for me, but I might get there.
Yeah, I don't know that I'll be able to execute anytime soon.
Exactly. I feel like I would use it wrong more times than I would use it right.
I'm sure anyone I would say it to would look at me sideways, unless they listen to the show, of course. But it would take a minute for it to...
Unless they're from New York, then they'll probably recognize me like, where are you from?
Yeah, maybe. Mm. Maybe.
But she's from Long Island.
I mean, Long Island doesn't count, really. I know.
I mean, I know. It's
what counts more, Staten Island or Long Island?
Staten Island.
Wu-Tang.
No doubt.
Oh, Wu-Tang, for sure.
I mean, for any of this sort of jargon, it's Staten Island's going to have us any day.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I'm not going to lie.
What?
Anything outside of Manhattan, I'm kind of like...
Right.
Why I don't know. I feel like when you grow up in like New York City,
it's different. Yeah. I get that.
Like I can't see me living in any other borough.
And I wouldn't like I don't pretend to be like I didn't grow up in the city, nor have I ever lived in the city. So that's not, you know.
Yeah, I hate when people do that.
I'm adjacent, but you know, I don't know.
Yeah, you just gotta claim it.
Right.
Long Island.
Strong Island. No problem.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As long as in your area that has a nickname, you're good to go.
Yeah, that's right.
Something cool happened there that got it his name.
Something happened. Joey Buttafuoco.
One of those iced teas and I'm folded.
Yay.
That was good.
I almost said it's quiet. Yeah. I was like, wait, that's not right.
No.
So where are we going in the fall when we want to leave our cool? Like, where exactly are we going?
So the idea is we're going to sort of be traveling all over because LA is so big that I feel like to have one centralized party would be tough because I know people don't drive.
That's right.
And I literally believe in this thing so much that I'm like,
We'll bring the party to you. That's nice.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we'd be doing it once a month and switching up the venue.
So you'd really have to have people follow you on
where are we following you?
Everything, all social media is at Leave Your Cool. It was one of those things where literally when I came up with the name, nothing was taken.
Beautiful. It's perfect.
Nothing was taken.
God bless.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The universe showed me love.
It did.
It was a good time.
So follow information.
At Leave Your Cool.
Leave Your Cool.
www.leaveyourcool.com.
Dance party.
Traveling dance party.
That's so cool, but it doesn't know it.
Mm-mm.
Because we all left our cool.
You just got to have it.
Yep.
Everyone has a unicorn.
Don't show up wearing white fur, motherfuckers.
No, unless you about to rock the shit out that white fur.
Okay.
There's a clause.
There has to. Because if you're going to commit, you're going to commit.
Yeah. Yep. Don't come in quiet with the white fur. No, that didn't work out.
You didn't even sell it to me in the beginning.
Okay. Yeah.
There was doubt immediately as soon as you started.
Not right. but you can, like, are people coming decked out in club gear?
No. I mean, because the cool thing is that I left it at no dress code. Like when I'm telling you I'm trying to make this party as pure as possible, it's simple. There's a space, there's good vibes, and there's music.
And there's good a dance music, lesson.
And there's a dance lesson.
That's so
everything
much fun.
Else is totally on you. How you want to dress, what time you want to show up, how you want to move, that's all on you.
Right.
Yeah.
And Beyonce is everything or what?
Beyonce?
How close did you get to Queen Bee?
I wasn't as close because she has security that's like
tight.
Yeah.
Even though you're on her team?
Yeah. No one's really on her team.
I see.
Like she's like a team of one.
So like you're already on stage, she comes out.
And then she leaves. I don't know if she jumps in a helicopter
she
runs
does,
away
yeah.
or like a flying carpet.
She's
takes her
like
home
holding a rope and the helicopter pulls her up.
Gone.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, it's cool because there was times where like I got to like see her work and just sort of like just see her focus in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what I want to know about.
Yeah. You know, there's something really cool about an artist that is just really, really gives a damn about their work.
Mm-hmm.
Every single facet of their project they want to be involved in or know what's going on or, you know, have input. Because at the end of the day, it's your career. It's your sound. It's your music. And that's the thing. I think a lot of people want that sort of level of fame or whatever, but they don't want to own how it goes.
They may not even know how to own it.
They just want to put it in someone else's hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether
yeah.
it's an agent, whether it's a friend, a producer, something.
Right.
Literally, no one's going to give you anything.
Kanye.
Yeah.
T-Swift.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, you know.
You have to just keep going for it.
Yeah.
And you have to really, really sort of almost be crazy
mm-hmm.
about
yeah.
your stuff.
Yeah.
If you want it to come out a certain way.
Right. No, she's risen so high in terms
yeah.
of like the quality. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's always bigger and it's always better.
And it's always
and
more
consistent.
Intelligent
yeah.
and more thoughtful and more artistic.
You could tell she loves what she does.
It's yeah.
artistic. Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's people who just continue to keep working because they don't know to do anything else. They don't want to do anything else.
Why do you, right. you keep talking about Madonna? It's like I'm starting to get offended.
Middle finger up.
That's right. I do. I want Madonna to succeed.
Yeah.
Jason, this has been a delight.
Thank you.
It's been great, ladies. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We're going to go to @leaveyourcool. We're going to go to leaveyourcool.com. Yeah. We're going to go to get our Leave Your Cool gear. Is this open for everyone or you only?
We're going to be opening up the online shop soon. So
okay,
right now,
great.
If you just email me at info@leaveyourcool.
Mm-hmm. And where can we specifically find you?
At I Am Boogs with 3 O's. That's tricky, right? IAMB 3 O's GZ.
Why are Boogie's you Boogs?
Because Boogie's my dance name. That's why.
That's cute. Aww.
Yeah. I went through like an identity crisis when I moved out here. And I was like, I'm too old to be Boogie for some people.
I am Boogs.
I like that.
I am Boogs.
Yeah.
It works.
Boogie.
All right. Let's boogie out of here, guys.
Let's do it. With some Paul Simon? With some Paul Simon?
No, you weren't feeling
oh,
it.
Oh, shit. Damn. Peace, Simon.
Bye.
Bye.
Later.
OMFG.
All right. Let's review
okay.
what we've learned. Cakes.
Cakes. Asses.
Yeah.
Cheeks.
Right. The cheeks, the actual.
The cheeks.
It's like a bumpy cake, I guess,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you could say.
Depending.
We learned it's quiet.
Yeah.
It's quiet.
So can I try it on you?
Yeah.
Hey, M.
Yo.
Thinking that we should do like 4 episodes tomorrow and kind of back order them, like, and then.
Yo, Deanna, I've got a cold. It's quiet. Did that work? Oh, wait, you were going to try it on
no,
me.
No, I liked it. What I liked the best about it is that when she said it's quiet, she bugged her eyes out, like, don't even think about stepping to me when I tell you it's quiet.
Because the only part of it that I understand is that it's shutting it down. So I gave you the
you shut it down.
Shut it down look.
You scared me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I liked it.
It was creepy a little bit.
No, it was good. I'm like, we're not doing that tomorrow. We're not recording 4 episodes. No way, no how. That wasn't a great example, but I was just thinking of something excessive that yeah. you'd have to say no to.
And 4 would be excessive for
right.
those that don't know. We also learned brick.
Yeah, and we're not going to be able to use it while we're in LA too often.
Well, I mean, today, for instance, I stopped at Starbucks and I got myself a hot tea and I got you a brick coffee.
Well.
Did that work? Jason, let us know.
Just email us at omfgpod, Deanna and Emily, at Gmail.
Oh, God. Yep. And then we learned whip. We already had whip.
Whip we had.
Was there something
else? There was something else that I thought was really good. It's quiet, whip, brick. There was something else.
There was. Right in the beginning.
But folded.
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 Mm. Like, Deanna, if you ask me to do 4 episodes tomorrow, best be prepared to get folded.
Uh-oh, the eyes are big again.
Wow. I guess they both shut them down.
Yeah, they both shut them down pretty good. One is a direct threat.
Peaceful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quiet is more information.
Right.
It's like there's no negotiation, but folded is active. Like you're gonna
violent.
Yeah, get hurt.
Which is not my way, everybody.
It's not my way.
I would believe you would fold someone before I would.
Right. And I think about, you know what it is? I think about folding people more than you do. I don't actually do
it. That could be true. Although I do throw a lot of temper tantrums in my head.
Okay.
As like an adult woman.
Right.
I'm like, what if right now I just fucking screamed at everyone in this Starbucks, get out my fucking way. So, I mean, I'm not decking people, but I'm actively yelling at everyone in my mind.
Yeah, I'm probably actually imagining physical violence more.
Yeah, I like that.
There we go. Well, this was fun. I love the concept of leave your cool. I love what Jason's doing. I feel we need this. I feel you guys need this. I would really love to go and get a dance class and dance. This sounds like a freaking fun night to me.
It does. It sounds great.
Are we going to do it?
I think we should.
Should we tell our listeners, like, the next one that's happening, should we go out and maybe be like a meet and greet on the DL?
Oh.
Is that fun? Like a one? Like a casual like meet and greet?
Let us know. We will go. Hit us up at OMFGpod, or you could hit up me at Frida Foster.
Yeah, you can go ahead and hit up me at Deanna Rayfield, but you know I'm Deanna Chang.
And you know I'm Emily Foster. And thank you guys so much. We will see you next week.
I'm Trayvon Free.
I'm Mike Drucker.
You are now in the room where it's happening.
Where we geek out about the best musical of all time.
Hamilton.
Hamilton.
We'll be talking about the lyrics, the history, the production, and we've got some amazing guests. We have actress Kristen Chenoweth.
I'm rooting for you, and I'm sorry you shot him.
Comedian John Hodgman.
I ran home, and I said to my wife and 2 children, you have to listen to this.
Hamilton cast member Jasmine Cephas Jones.
Yo, this is amazing.
Subscribe right now, and you'll never miss an episode. Join us in the room where it's happening.
Everybody.
That's amazing.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.